So, hey, Mr. Collins, this is Joey from gym class, grade 10 gym, and this is my reflection. I'm doing part C for the 5% part of the summative evaluation. So this is the reflecting on my personal skill progression. So yeah, I'm doing part C, so let's get right into it. So I need to show some of the skills that were a challenge to me, and how did I shift my focus to improve those skills? So one skill that was a challenge for me was returning in volleyball. So whether that be spiking or volleying or bumping, they were all a challenge to me, and I was very inconsistent on them because either I'd completely miss the ball or I'd get it, but it would go out of bounds, or I'd nail it off the end wall or something like that. So I wasn't happy with my gameplay, and I knew that I could do better if I was willing to put in the work. So that's what I did. And so, yeah, so basically what I did is my first way of improving is I practiced off the wall in gym class and at home. So obviously you've probably seen me playing basketball a lot in the gym because I just love basketball, but I try to also switch it up and practice some of my volleyball skills too, because I just know that even though I may not enjoy it as much, if I put in the work, I will be able to improve. So I would hit it off the wall, and then I'd try and get a streak going, and once I started to get good at it, I'd try and move around a bit or add some obstacles or something in order to make it more game-like and to improve my skills overall. So that did help, but I couldn't just rely on the 10 minutes in gym class every other day, so I need another way. So I decided to call up on my friend Jamie Dibble in the other gym class, and I asked him if he would help me improve on my skills. So basically he also had a skill that he was wanting to improve. He wanted to get his basketball free throws more accurate. So we kind of did a bit of a trade deal. I'd help him with his basketball if he'd help me with volleyball. So it worked out great, actually. And so we went for 2 days in a row, and we just kept going nonstop of me practicing and then him practicing, me practicing and then him practicing. And it was really great, actually, because overall we both contributed to each other's skills, and we had a fun time doing it too. So it was a great way to, I've worked with a partner, because it was really nice to work with him. It's a lot more fun, and I also improved my skills in the process. So the second part is, am I more or less motivated to exercise and be physically active because of this course? So I'm actually going to say for during the course, I'm probably less motivated, honestly, because I kind of think, like, when I get home that night and, like, I just kind of say to myself, well, I already played a game of basketball today. I don't really need to work out anymore. I can just, might as well just watch The Office on Netflix. But, so yeah, during the course, I'm probably less motivated. But during long gaps where I don't have gym, and probably in the summer, like during March break, I just kind of think to myself, like, wow, I haven't been active in a while. Might as well go work out now, or might as well go outside for a bit. And I don't think I would think that if I didn't take gym. So definitely when I'm not taking gym like that day, I do think more about physical activity, and that I should do it more often. So the second part is what intrinsic or extrinsic factors motivate me. So for intrinsic, the factors that motivate me is the activity we did that day, like if we did health or something, then I probably would be more motivated to work out on my own time. Or if we did a kind of a lackadaisical activity that day, then I'd be more motivated to work out on my own time. And also how many people are in the class that day, because it's not as fun if there's less people. And also positive reinforcement from Mr. Collins and my peers, because like if they say, wow, you're really good at that, then it kind of motivates me to get even better. And so, yeah, that definitely also contributes. As for extrinsic, the weather, if it's a horrible day outside, then I obviously don't really want to go for a run outside when it's a tornado warning. But also what I'm doing that day, like if I have a hockey game and a hockey game and a golf lesson or something that night, I'm not gonna feel like working out as well. But if I just have a free night, I'll be much more motivated. And also school sports, if I have like a school hockey game that night, then the same thing, I won't be as motivated. So as for barriers that are preventing me from being more active, one of them is time. I'm generally a busy person. I play rep hockey. So that normally takes away a lot of free nights, which leaves less time for working out. And also my surroundings. Like if I'm surrounded by people that aren't really that into working out and they just kind of don't even mention it or talk down on it, then I'll feel less motivated to do it. And lastly, how can I develop and ensure that I have a healthy and active lifestyle in the future? So one way is I can make a meal plan, which I'm actually doing for my other part of the summative, one of my other parts. And so that'll make sure I'm eating the right foods and being more healthy. Also making a strict schedule of times that I should be active and or work out, because if I just, I'm kind of a procrastinator, like I'll just kind of keep putting it off unless I have something strictly there. And yeah. Another one is, it's probably a bit uncommon actually, but my Apple Watch. I don't normally wear it in gym class because I don't want to get it hit by a basketball or anything like that. But when I'm just wearing it home, it actually puts out alerts like time to stand up or you haven't exercised in a while, you should do that. Kind of things like that. And that actually does benefit me because you get kind of achievements in the watch. And although they are not really worth anything, they are just kind of cool to have. And those also benefit me. And lastly, it's out of my comfort zone. Like getting out of my comfort zone motivates me. If I push myself and sign up for a volleyball league or a badminton league or something, that'll obviously, I won't like it at first, but I truly believe that I will grow to like it. And that will also benefit me and motivate me to be more active. So yeah, that's my summative part C. So my other two parts are probably already handed in by the time you are listening to this. So yeah, thank you so much for being my gym teacher this year, Mr. Collins. And yeah, stay active.